Here's another firm pledge, David. We will ensure you say in your manifesto that visitors to the UK and migrants will have paid national insurance for 5 years and have NHS-approved private health insurance as a condition of entry to the UK. What does that mean?
Means what it says.
So visitors to the UK, so tourists landing at our airports, for example, they'll have to have private health insurance.
Yes.
And have paid national insurance for 5 years. How does a tourist pay national insurance for 5 years?
There are two separate issues there, Stephen. The visitors already... sorted that for you.
No, you haven't. It says we will ensure that visitors to the UK.
Yeah.
So that includes a tourist.
Yeah.
How do they pay national insurance for 5 years?
The visitors coming to the United Kingdom, right, that we're referring to are economic visitors. And the visitors that we're talking about are making sure that they have paid their national insurance. In terms of respect,
I just want to point this out to you. Your manifesto says visitors and migrants. So it suggests that migrants, which you're talking about, economic migrants, presumably, but it also says visitors. So why doesn't it just say migrants? It says visitors. You're not suggesting a tourist has to pay national insurance.
No, we're not.
Who's the visitor?
We're not suggesting that. What we're looking back to is that nearly 138,000 non-UK nationals registered their national insurance cards. Where would you think? 100, you're the man with the numbers now. 138,000 non-UK, that's people not from the United Kingdom. Visitors of a kind, tourists of a kind, economic tourists, they registered their national insurance cards.
That does include tourists.
Yeah. They registered that vast sum, Stephen, 138,000 registering their national insurance cards, did so in Northern Ireland.
OK.
That means, right, that is the total of people, migrants in real terms, in Northern Ireland who have a national insurance card.
Visitors and migrants.
Yes.
So let's take an example of a Polish doctor or a nurse from the Philippines who's coming over here, and they're working night and day in our hospitals here. And we've heard many senior people within the NHS say, look, NHS couldn't function without some of these qualified people coming into this country and working and doing the fantastic job that they do in our hospitals here. They would have to pay for their own health care, a Polish doctor or a Filipino nurse.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, insofar as they are working in Northern Ireland and they are giving what... And I don't think anybody should try and take away that UKIP or anybody else believes that a Polish doctor is any less a person than any other sort of doctor, or a Filipino nurse is any other sort of less than anybody else. As far as I'm concerned, they're doctors, they're nurses, and they're making a contribution to Northern Ireland. What we say is that we want to make sure, and we say that in our manifesto, and maybe you'll pick that up at a later time, what we say is that we want to make sure that they have all the proper qualifications and they can speak proper English and communicate in that way. In terms of where they are and what they do, right? They have a job to do in Northern Ireland, and they've come here to do it.
Yeah, but you've
got There's no one rejecting that.
Well, but you're stopping them being able to come in the first place. I wonder how this NHS, which is going to get rid of waiting lists in 2 years with 25 million quid, I wonder how this is actually going.
We're not stopping them at all. We're just saying what you need to do if you want to come and work here.
Okay,
yes,
and you're requiring a Polish.
Why are we not? You know, why are we short of nurses?
Okay.
Why are we short of doctors?
Right, well,
are we short of all sorts of people?
Well, we are short of them.
But why are we?
Okay.
And where have all the jobs gone for? What am I going to say to students coming out of the university now? I tell you what, you know, the best place for you to do is to go somewhere else to work, because there's no work here.
Well,
that's why UKIP said to the young doctors, I tell you what, do you see when to young students, do you see your tuition fees?
No, we'll do choice of business second.
You stay in Northern Ireland for 5 years,
yes.
Right? And you back Northern Ireland, and you back up the money that we've put in to train you, mm-hmm. And see what's there.
Okay.
I want people to come back to Northern Ireland who are from Northern Ireland, but I also want them to stay.
Okay. But on this issue, because let's talk about the now, where we need a doctor, where we need a nurse. And what the NHS can currently do is it can look at this pool around the world and bring in the qualified person. The UKIP manifesto says that that Filipino nurse or that Polish doctor would have to have paid 5 years' worth of national insurance before they could work here.
Yes.
So there's a five-year delay in us going out and getting a Filipino nurse.
Well,
is that right?
Have you... The recruitment of Filipino nurses, right,
yes,
is on the basis that they can get £130, I think, a month in the Filipinos, where they can get £130 a week, twice that, three times that here.
But how are you not creating a five-year delay with your policy?
We are creating the five-year delay,
right,
to put the fire under the people's feet to say we have plenty of nurses. How much are we spending on agency fees at the moment?
What's the overcapacity?
How much are
nurses?
We spending on agency fees?
I have no notion.
Well, why haven't you done your costs? Why haven't you produced all this? Why can't you answer my questions?
Here's a surprise. I'm not standing for government. There's a surprise for you. I'm asking you questions based on your manifesto.
Well,
I don't have one.
What I'm saying, let us take it back to the nursing situation.
Yes.
We have oversupply in agency nurses.
Do we?
And they're costing, yes, and they're costing us an absolute fortune because they're necessary.
But I don't knock
them. They're important, but they're necessary. And the reason that is because we have a shortage of other nurses. Now, the fact about it is, I want to train local nurses.
Okay.
I want to get young men and young women into the nursing, into doctors. But I want them to come from Northern Ireland and I want them to stay here. This nonsense that we have to have overseas, this, that and the other, has got to stop.
Okay.
Because Northern Ireland, look at our jobs. Look at the unemployment.
I want to move beyond the NHS. You talk about the opposition. And you say in your manifesto, others talk glibly of forming an opposition. They demand official cars.
Yes.
Which political party wanting to form opposition in Northern Ireland has demanded a car?
Okay, when they come
official
in, you,
cars.
And when they come in, you challenge them. Okay, the Ulster Unionists. That's the.
I haven't heard any public pronouncement.
You stand up for them all you like. I've just said when they come in, you challenge them.
No, I'm challenging you now to tell me where and when.
The format of having an opposition, first of all, is nonsense. I began by saying that what we have here, and I want to get it, we've been extremely serious in talking about health and people's
yes.
well-being, etc.
There's no political party publicly called for cars in opposition, David.
It's rubbish, isn't it? No. Let me say this. The type of storm that we have at the moment, right, might not last 5 more years. Just might not last 5 more years because of the falsehood of its structure on mandatory coalition. In other words, you can sit in government in perpetuity for as long as you like, so long as you join the club. Now, what we have are people saying, we've stepped out of that club. Wow, aren't we great? We stepped out of it because, you know, the IRA exists and we are going to be in opposition.
You're going off on a tangent.
The opposition is the other fantasy fallacy. The opposition that parties want who want to be in it, if they want to be in it, and I think actually that they'll be found out because those who talk about opposition at the first opportunity after the 6th of May, they'll be in government if they have enough seats. But the opposition that they want is a fully financed, structured opposition with all the backup, all the facilities.
You say in your manifesto.
And they will want to have the chauffeur-driven car.
Really?
Because that's how that structure.
Where's the evidence?
That's the structure they want, Stephen.
Which you've accused this morning.
That's the structure that they want.
You have accused this morning the Ulster Unionist Party of asking for cars in opposition. Where and when? Because I put it to you that is not true.
You replay back what I said to you.
I said
to you, when they come in to see you, right, you ask them.
Well, here's what I'm able to do, David.
You ask them.
Here's what I'm able to do. I'm able to show you your manifesto in which you say they demand cars.
Yes.
They demand official cars.
Because
when and where?
They, the structure...
Not they will, they demand. Yeah. When and where have they demanded them?
Where they demand opposition, they demand the structure of opposition.
That's not what this says. Listen, this says they demand cars.
I'm explaining
produce the
it.
Evidence.
I'm
or is this a lie in your manifesto?
Are you calling me a liar, Stephen?
I'm asking you.
Are you calling me a liar?
I am asking you.
No, no.
Don't try that.
No, no.
Let me just answer it.
No, I'm not trying anything.
Okay, well, let me answer.
I'm sitting straight opposite
well,
you.
Well, I'm sitting straight opposite you.
Right.
So,
are you calling me a liar?
Let me say this. I am saying that it says in your manifesto,
yes,
which you stand over, they demand official cars.
Will you now let me explain it?
I will ask you where the evidence is for your manifesto claim as you rubbish all the other political parties.
The evidence is born. If you demand official, formal opposition, right, the structures of that opposition are that you have a secretariat, you have backup, and you have opposition cars, the same,
okay,
the same as the opposition have in Westminster.
And no other political party could break from that norm except yourselves. Because, of course, you differentiate yourselves and you say UKIP will be a true opposition without the trappings of a phony grandeur.
We are a true opposition.
All right, but nobody else has the entitlement to be.
You slur
them before they've had a chance to tell you what they're going to do.
The electorate, it's up to the electorate to decide who slurs and who doesn't. I began by saying...
Nobody's demanded official cars, David, have they?
It is in what they demand to be in opposition, Stephen.
Right.
They want all the trappings. They know what they're after.
But you don't...
They want all the trappings.
None of them, despite what your manifesto claims, have demanded it.
No, they have demanded it.
When and where?
But they've demanded it by demanding opposition.
All
official
right.
opposition.
But you're demanding opposition...
We're demanding opposition
without it. All right.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
We don't need it.
There we go.
We don't need it because we're actually going to stand up for the people. We're not going to be part of that phony game of establishment.
Internal security, David, is really interesting in your manifesto. UKIP have alerted the public that the threat of a militant Islamic attack here is rated by the PSNI as serious. UKIP are uneasy with Garda Síochána's public comment. They are more concerned about young radical Muslims than they are about dissident Republicans. A porous border does not prevent either young radicals or dissidents coming into Northern Ireland. UKIP warns that the free movement of people is leading to the free movement of jihad in Northern Ireland.
So it is, yes.
Right. How many jihadists do you think we have in Northern Ireland?
Well, what I know is that the latest figures over this past 2 years showed that there had been 146 people detained at the border and returned to Dublin because of their criminal records.
How many of those people were in ISIS?
How many of those people were in ISIS is not given in those figures.
How many of them were jihadists?
The comment that I am referring to is, and I've taken this matter up, and indeed, when I first muted it, it was quoting the Garda Síochána, as you've quoted them from our manifesto, have been extremely concerned. Are more concerned about young jihadists in the Republic than dissident Republicans. I then put the question in an interview with the Belfast Telegraph that there was serious concern over the threat from jihadists, from ISIS in Belfast, as there is a threat for every major city. I was disturbed, actually, that the response from the PSNI was that the threat was moderate. I was shocked that it was moderate. I then pursued that, and the PSNI have now said that it's severe. Now, that's their words. And
okay,
as far as I'm concerned, if there is a severe threat to the well-being and the security of Northern Ireland from anyone, then we need to be on top of it, and I'm hopeful that the PSNI and everyone else is on top of it. That's where we are. We cannot have people coming in. This is new. Look at Paris. Look at Belgium.
Okay.
We've seen this in Northern Ireland before.
Okay. We have a very short period of time left. The Ulster Unionist Party have gotten contact with us to say we have never asked for cars. David McNary is talking nonsense.
Well, I tell you what. If the Ulster Unionists, right, go back on what I think they'll do, right? Because if they're offered a position in the executive, Mike Nesbitt will take it out of shot. But
all
if
right.
they, no, wait a minute. If they don't and they go into opposition, what kind of opposition is the structure?
Okay.
And if they're offered a car, will they not take it?
Okay.
Of course they will.
Okay. Just finally, because we really are out of time, you say in your manifesto, foreigners who commit crimes in the UK will be deported.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, does that include a speeding fine?
Yes.
Any crime? What about a parking ticket?
Yes.
If a foreigner gets a parking ticket, they will be deported.
Yes.
So a Polish doctor working really hard in our health service overstays his 30-minute parking, gets a parking ticket. He will be deported.
Crime. Yes.
Out of the country.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's broken the law.
Are you for real?
Why?
Are you for real? You're sitting there as a real politician.
Yes.
A surgeon in this country. Saving lives,
yeah.
gets a parking ticket,
yeah.
and you're sending him home.
Yes. It's called claiming back your country, Stephen.
What, from a hard, and throwing out a hard-working surgeon? What's wrong with that hard-working surgeon? Just because he's not British? What's wrong with him, David? Why is he any less a citizen than you?
There's nothing. Oh, he's a citizen of the world. And there's nothing, he's not any less than me in any way. Not any less than me.
A parking ticket
in any way.
Send him home.
Yes.
And he can't save a child's life tomorrow morning.
Well, come on now. You're being extremely emotional about the
whole
thing.
Yes, I am. Because that's what surgeons do, David. They save lives.
I'm being nonsensical.
They save lives.
You're being nonsensical.
I'm being nonsensical.
I mean...
He gets a parking ticket and you're sending a surgeon in this country home.
First of all...
Get real.
It has to be a crime that's been endorsed by the court.
No, you've just
now
said
you've
he gets a parking ticket.
You've just gone overboard.
No, you've just repeated it.
You've just said he gets...
I said parking ticket, you said yes.
I'm playing along with you, Stephen, because
you're being nonsense.
No, no, you're being absolutely silly.
Let me ask the question again.
All this emotional claptrap that you come off with, really, people have had enough of it. We need our country back. We need to be running our own affairs. We're capable of doing it. We have a great opportunity in Northern Ireland. A marvellous opportunity in Northern Ireland to keep going as we've been going. We really do have an opportunity. But let's stand up for ourselves and let's give ourselves a break. It's a great time to be hospitable and to be nice to everybody else when you have your own house in order. There's too many gaps in our own house at the moment. And people really are aware of that.
Thanks.
We can't have ISIS running our country.
Okay, David. The last time I looked, they weren't. David, thanks for coming in.
You always have the last word.